Amen. Thank the Lord. I was looking at a verse in the Bible this morning, and I just want you to look at it. 1 John chapter 3, it's God touched me about it this week. I was reading it, and then Brother Bright used it last night when he read, and I just want you to read it and see what you think about it. Amen. I mean, that's it's a good verse, which all of them are. 1 John 3, 7. He said, little children, he's writing to his children. He's got different groups here. He said, little children, there's, of course, sons and different ones John wrote to, if you'll read his writings, young men, little children. And he said this, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. That's to us. What he's saying is what's produced is through righteousness is a righteous life. That's, he's saying here, he that doeth, that's an act, righteousness. No man does righteousness unless he's been imputed with righteousness. He's got the righteousness of God. But he's got righteousness in him because he doeth righteousness, is righteous. He called you righteous. You all right with that, ain't you? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Even as he is righteous. You know what that read? I'm telling you my interpretation of it. If you got another, that's fine. He's saying Joel Heights is righteous as Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. That's hard for a man to swallow knowing himself, but he's saying he's as righteous as Jesus Christ. Even as he is righteous, he that doeth righteousness, he said here, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. Amen. Even as he is righteous. Amen. That's a blessing, praise God. He said, as he is, so are we in the world. You're his representative in this world. Amen. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord on my soul. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I am righteous because he made me righteous. Amen. He made us righteous. Amen. The Bible said that in the book of Corinthians over there. He's reading in 2 Corinthians this morning, but chapter number 5. I mean, you can look in it this morning and look what it said. I want to give you something. I don't know what I'm going to do this morning. I'm just going to try to read a few verses and go with God. He said in verse 5, chapter 5, verse 21, for he had made him to be sin for us. He made him to be sin for us. Notice this. That we might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. Everything's in him. Amen. God sees us righteous in him. I won't say this, Brother Robert. Listen, what's done in time, I understand Christ is lamb slain before the foundation of the world. I understand, know that. I mean, there's no, listen, I wasn't living back then, even though I had to be with him back then. Amen. That's right. I mean, he saw me in him back then. Amen. I ain't got nothing ever is in time with God. Amen. As far as God is eternal God, and in time, he brings it to pass. What he set up before time. Amen. But listen this morning. Jesus took our sin before we was ever born. Amen. He did. He took our sin before we was ever born. And he took our sin. We didn't give him our sin. He took our sin. He willingly took our sin. He willfully laid down his life for our sin. Amen. Listen, if this is sin, I'm just using this illustration. Listen, if you'll grab hold of what I'm telling you, if the Holy Ghost get that revelation he's talking about, because salvation is not hard, but it is to you trying to struggle to find it. Amen. Because I struggled with it. I mean, I didn't know how to get saved. Amen. I really did not know how to get saved. Amen. I did not know how to get saved. Amen. They said you got to be born again. The man of God said you got to be born again. And I didn't know how to be born again. I don't know if anybody does. That's an act of God in a man's heart. Amen. I didn't know how to have faith. Amen. I can say up here that I've got a mental consent that I believe Christ died. But to get faith down in here, to transact the thing, amen, I didn't know how to get it. It's by faith hearing the word. Amen. Faith coming by hearing. and hearing by the word of God. And so I'm using this as a symbol of my sin. If you can grab this, I've said this before, it's simplicity to it. In fact, Paul said he was concerned about the Corinthians, that they had got away from the simplicity of the gospel. Simplicity means the singleness of the gospel. That everything's in Christ. It's not in what you do. It's not how long you pray. If you have to pray, amen, all night to get in, thank God for it. Amen. I know Jonathan, he laid on the altar a good while. But I'm telling you, the difference is he was already had been, he was raised in church and he was already professed. Amen. And it took him a while, thank God, to get that thing. Amen. In. Amen. Listen, if this is my sin, amen, God took my sin. Amen. Amen. It was laid on Jesus. He said the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Listen, he took my sin. If this is my sin, I'm using you as Christ in this illustration. If Christ took my sin, he took it. Amen. If he took it, then I don't have it. Amen. He can't charge me with it because I don't have it. If I had it, he could charge me with it. But he can't charge me with it because I don't have it. It's been put on him. Thank God if you ever get a hold of that and see the fact that he took your sin and laid it on himself. It's not on you. Thank God he's not charged with it. Amen. I'm not charged with sin. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justified. Amen. If a man can believe, amen, thank God believe that. A man can know, thank God, that he's forgiven and it's not to his account. And Jesus took it, thank God, as a sacrificial lamb. He laid it on himself. And God went to the butcher house. Amen. Died on the cross. Amen. Suffered, my friend, for sin once. Thank God that we, amen, would be justified. Amen. That's right. He done it one time. Listen, he didn't do it. And I know some people, I mean, gonna say this. He didn't do it and leave it up to you whether you're going to receive it. If he took it, why would he? That don't make sense to me why he would take my sin and then say, well, it's up to you. It ain't up to me. You done took it, Lord. Amen. It's me believing it. It's me believing what he did. Amen. Thank God. A friend, thank God it's a gift. Amen. It's a gift, Brother Danny. Salvation's a gift. It's not works. It's something that Christ did. Amen. Those words, the responsibility of man come in. The responsibility of man comes in when God deals with your heart and lets you know what he did. Amen. And opens your eyes to that. Amen. Your response, thank God, is acted upon what you've heard. Amen. And you heard the word. Amen. It might take you a while to believe him. Amen. You see, a lot of people won't get saved because they don't believe God can save them. Amen. I know that's right because I know people like that. They're looking for some feeling. They're looking for something. Amen. That they got to, my friend, got to see. But it's not by sight. It's by faith. It's not, my friend, a feeling. Even though you have a feeling, it's not by feeling. Amen. But the believing is where salvation is. Repentance comes the first. Amen. But repentance is a willingness in your heart. It's a change of mind. Amen. Thank God I'm telling you this. Amen. People say repent of your sins. Well, God, thank God, took care of your sins. It's your attitude of heart towards sin that you want to turn from sin unto Christ. Amen. For the object of salvation this morning is your sin in the Son of God. And friend, the problem is it ain't heaven or hell. It's sin or Christ. Amen. Who will reign over you? And brethren, listen, God will give you repentance. He did grant repentance. Amen. You couldn't repent. He granted it. But he gave you repentance. Thank God to turn to Christ. Amen. To be saved. Amen. Repentance and faith. It's hand in hand. Amen. He, my friend, testified. Amen. Repentance toward God and faith to our Lord Jesus Christ. If a man will believe, amen, when this brought to him and this gift to him, amen, the day you knelt down at John Honeycutt's, amen, you know what you was doing? You was believing what God was telling you. Amen. You the gospel. Amen. But I'm telling you, it was faith. Amen. It's a continuing faith. It don't stop the day you get saved. It continues to. Thank God you're seeing face to face. Amen. That's right. Amen. It's all a work of God. You can't explain it. You can't explain it. You can't explain faith. Amen. Faith is something. Amen. Substance of things hope. There's substance in it. Of things hope. Boy, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. I ain't never seen the wind, but thank God it blowed. Amen. And it blowed on me yesterday. Amen. There's a lot of things I haven't seen. I've never seen God with my own eyes. Amen. I never have. He said no man's seen him at any time. Amen. Christ was God in the flesh. But I didn't see him. Amen. I wasn't living then, friend. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, thank God. Oh, that live and thank God's about him. Amen. I'm telling you, I couldn't live without him. I couldn't breathe without him. Thank God, I couldn't make it without him. This ain't a religion. Amen. It's a salvation. And faith come in, thank God. Amen. When I heard the word of God, and God opened my heart, like he did Lydia, thank God, by the riverside, and brought a salvation to her. Amen. That changed her. Amen to God. I'm glad that it takes the Holy Ghost. Thank God to open a man's eyes up. Thank God that he can see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. It's just in faith. Amen. So I won't say that this morning. That's not on my heart. He hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He hath. Hath is a past tense thing, Brother Danny. Amen. He hath. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. Hath laid on him the iniquity of Saul. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Amen. Everything's been done. I tell you, friend, the sad thing about it is we're trying to make something else that's already been done. Everything's done. Amen. He cried, it is finished. The work had been done. Amen. He went back to heaven. The work had been done. Listen, where are you seated today anyhow? In the church? No. Yeah, you are in the body. But he said this, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Where is Christ? He's at the right hand of the Father. Are you in him by the right hand of the Father? Why, sure you are. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. Listen, friend. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. That's the New Testament, thank God. He's the hope of glory in you. Amen. You can't miss it. I can't miss it. You're not going to miss it because if you're in him, he's the hope of glory. Amen. Amen. Christ. Amen. Paul said, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of who? The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Listen, assurance is in Christ. Amen. Assurance is in the Christ that saved us and bought us by blood. And we are in him and sealed until the day of redemption through the Holy Ghost. Hey, friend, thank God, I've been sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. That's right. You can't take me out of the family of God. Amen. You can't take nobody out of the family of God. In fact, you didn't put yourself in and you can't take yourself out. Amen. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man. I pluck them out of my hand, my Father, which gave them me greater than all. And no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We're sealed until that we're secure. Amen. Somebody said you believe in eternal security. You won't call it what you want to. I believe in eternal life. Amen. Ain't that something you'll say, eternal security? And something you'll say, I don't believe that. But if you say you believe in eternal life, they say, yeah. Well, how long's eternal? Amen. It's no end. It's forever. Amen. That's right. It's crazy why people don't study. They don't think about it. If you believe in eternal life, thank God, that's no beginning and no ending. Amen. Eternal, thank God. It don't have no beginning or ending. Amen. Where was I in the beginning? Amen. Thank God with him. Amen. Listen, friend. Amen. I heard one man tell his boy, thank God. His boy said, Daddy, I need to get saved. He said, that's right, son. And I'm telling you, amen. God's going to notify you of that. Amen. And when he does, thank God. Amen. You can believe him. God's never convicted one sinner without a purpose in it. Amen. There's never been Holy Ghost conviction fall on a sinner without the purpose that God had in there to bring him to himself. He draw me by the cords of love. Amen. He draw me by the Holy Ghost power. Amen. He saved me by the grace of God. I didn't do it. God did it. Amen. It's not of myself. It can't be. God get all the glory, friend. There'll be no preachers in heaven. Ain't God being bragged on. Amen. It'll all be Christ. Amen. He's the glorified one. Amen. He's the Lamb. Thank God's slain. Before the world began. And we'll sing a new song around the throne of God. Amen. He is worthy. Because His blood made me worthy. Amen. Hey, listen. Can I tell you this? You're unworthy. I'm unworthy. But we're not worthless. Amen. That's right, praise God. Amen. He bought me. Amen. Amen. That's right. The treasure is in us. Amen. Thank God for that, friend. I'm glad for the truth. Amen. Thank God for it. Bless the Lord. You can believe God. I tell you, you say, how you believe? Praise God. He'll give you faith. It's a gift. Amen. That's right. Amen. You know what, Brother Robert? It's between you and God. In the morning you knelt, whatever, in the evening, whatever it was, I think it was the morning hour. Amen. That's between you and God when you knelt there. Amen. When Brother Danny knelt under that kitchen table. Amen. That's between him and God. Amen. When you knelt beside that chair, that's between you and God. When God came to me and made himself real, that was between me and God. Amen. The night you got saved back there, that was you and God. Amen. There's all kind of people around. Amen. But that's between you and God. Amen. He come to you. Amen. I like that old song, He came to me. Amen. That's right. He came where I was at. Amen. I'm glad He didn't quit coming. Amen. I'm glad He still comes around. I know He's in me, but I'm glad, thank God. There's some days He'll pull up beside me. Amen. And fellowship with me in the power. And help me through the life of God. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to be saved. Amen. I'm telling you, can be saved. Amen to God. Amen. There's salvation this morning. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Have you been saved? Amen. I didn't ask you, have you, thank God, joined the church? Amen. I didn't ask you whether you preach or teach. Amen. Or sing. I ask you, have you been saved? Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, if you hadn't been saved, praise God, the Holy Ghost will draw you to repentance. Amen. And faith is all gifts from God. I'm telling you, amen to God. You're going to have to go through that to get saved. That's right. There's an experience that you felt in your own spirit. Because the Spirit's what needs to be quickened. You felt within your spirit the awakening of God. That's what it was. He woke you up. Amen. From your dead state. Amen. He called your name. Amen. The process of God was in His time is to bring you to repentance of faith. Amen. Make you a new creature and glorify His Son. Amen. That's right. Amen. We're preserved. Praise God. Amen. And preserve people. Persevere. Praise God. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, I'm kept by the power of God unto salvation. Amen. By the power of God. Amen. Through faith. I'm telling you, amen. That faith to save me is the faith that keeps me going. Amen. To believe God. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God there's nothing impossible with Him. Everything possible with God this morning. There's people we're praying for with physical issues. Amen. Brother, listen. I can't look around and look anywhere else. I got to look to the healer. Amen. I got to look to the one that can put His hand, His sovereign hand on that issue. Amen. And give healing right immediately. Amen. I'm telling you, we're in the kingdom of God. He told Nicodemus, you can't see it. You can't enter it without the new birth. But the new birth, thank God, my friend, is a way into the family of God. But it's also all in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, thank God, is in us. And the kingdom, thank God, is around us. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, we're in a spiritual kingdom. And we, thank God, as His children, have, thank God, access into the grace of God this morning. Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for Him. If you'd believe anything, He'll help you. I'm talking about believe anything about what He said. He said, you have not because you ask not, but you have not because you don't believe. Amen. You ain't going to get nothing if you don't believe Him. Amen. That's the key, friend. That's the key. Believe. We scared to death in a church setting. Amen. Just be honest. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God God touched your heart about anything. Hey, listen, I believe in freedom of the spirit. I really believe that. And I believe all things will be done decent and order. Amen. But I'll tell you what, it might not be in your order. Amen. But it'll be in His order. Amen. That's right. Praise God. If any man's got a word, amen, let's hear it. Amen. If you got a word, amen, from the Lord, let's hear it. Any lady wants to testify, hear it. Amen. You got a song, hear it. Amen. Thank God. If you want to pray, thank God, pray. Amen. Friend, we're here to worship. We're here to do His business. Amen. As far as the worshiping. Amen. Let's see the hand of God work. We got power in here this morning. If the dynamite got lit, it'd blow her up. Amen. That's right. We're the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. You know what that is? That's dynamite. Amen. We mess around firecrackers. Amen. Dynamite, thank God, blows something up. It's got power in it, Brother Danny. Amen. We got the power. You ever thought about that? The same God that spake the world in existence lives in you. And He's the same yesterday and then forever. That's why I don't like religion, because I'm telling you, they got rules and regulations and days. Gee, listen, you ever got this? I told my wife this yesterday. I said, Jesus never told anybody to honor a day. No. What, in a day? They honored the Passover? He is our Passover.
Right.
He's everything we need. He's the same. Hey, friend, He ain't going to change, praise God, tomorrow. He's going to be the same. I can do the same thing tomorrow. Amen. That's not about being the same setting, but I can do the same thing. You know why? Because He's the same every day. If everybody gets a hold of that, thank God their Christianity would change. Amen. Instead of just don't have it on the first day of the week. Amen. He'll be the same, thank God, tomorrow as He will today. Amen. That's right. I'm as much a church. I won't be with the assembly. Amen. Because this is an assembly. But the assembly, thank God, is the born again people that meet together. And we need that. And I'm telling you, brethren, amen, we need to meet together. We need to seek the face of God. And brother, I'm telling you this. Amen. Listen. Thank God, I'm telling you this. Amen. You're as much a church. Amen. On your job working at the hospital, Robert. Thank God, as you are sitting on the front pew. Amen. That's right. That's why that stuff don't alarm me like it used to. Y'all wouldn't get upset at me, but I don't like these special days. They cramp me. That's right. I won't be who I am all the time. I don't have to come in here and preach on Mother's or Mother's Day, Father's Day, Amen, Hallelujah Day. God ain't in none of that. You ought to honor your father and mother all the time. Amen. You say you're preaching against it? Well, whatever you want to think about it. I think it's cramped the church. We have a day for everything. Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day. I'm for Thanksgiving Day, but I'm just saying that Jesus don't change from one day to the next. He's the same. And therefore, if you learn that and you get that in your heart and know, thank God, within you, amen, that we can have Him as much as we have Him today. Amen. We can have Him every day, and we can talk to Him every day, and we can fellowship with Him every day. Amen. And we don't have to wait, thank God, to a certain time to do it. It'll change your life. Amen. It'll change your thinking. To see the New Testament church in the building, it's a people. And the New Testament church offers, thank God, amen, Jesus does, an avenue to come to Him anytime, amen. Right. Well, I like the assembly. I love the assembly. I like meeting like this. It's healthy for me, son. I don't see how people can lay out. Just lay out in the house of God. Amen. Go to work on Monday. Go to Walmart. Amen. I don't see it. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Amen. That's right. You say, preacher, could you, thank God, laid out this morning and, amen, went to the, thank God, river fishing? I could. When God put, amen, there'd be condemnation on me because I know I'd rather be in my assembly. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I ain't talking about providential hindrances. I'm not talking about, listen, friend, everybody needs a little break every once in a while. Amen. But not every week. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I'm just saying, if I'm a member of an assembly, I won't be here. I need you and you need me. Amen. That's right. Amen. Brother, listen, I look at that thing different now. Amen. I'm not preaching church faithfulness. I'm preaching, thank God, the need to be in here, to assemble with one another. in fellowship. Amen. Listen, if you're faithful to Him, thank God, you don't have to worry about that. Amen. Somebody said to me, I said, oh, brother so-and-so didn't make it. He didn't feel good. I said, well, that's between him and God. Amen. My man told me, thank God. My friend at Old Hyatt, thank God, laid out in the house of God. Amen. To do what he wanted to do. Then I might be doing a little bit more self stuff than I ought to be doing. That's right. Amen to God. Amen. I like when the table's set, thank God, everybody to eat. Amen. That's right.